There are two main reasons for that growth. First is a very strong supply of aquaculture. In fact, for the first time, the world's population consumes now more farm fish than wild-caught fish. The other reason as well is that we use more fish for human consumption than for other purposes. So currently about 87% of the fish is used for human consumption, and in 1960s that figure was only about 67%. Some of the fish was used for other purposes, and now we're trying to maximize the use for nutrition and for human consumption.
Is the data showing a change in consumption habits? For example, what type of fish is being consumed?
Well, the consumption reflects very much production, and as aquaculture has grown so much over the years, in fact, it has outpaced population growth, in fact, over the last five decades, so has become a very significant source of food for humans. That has reflected in the consumption. So about approximately 50% of the aquaculture that we produce is now for species that are non-fed, so that grow in the natural environment. Two-thirds are finfish, and one-third are mollusks and crustaceans. So that is what reflects then the consumption, because obviously people eat what they find in shops, and that reflects production as well.
Is this increase sustainable?
So sustainability is the other side of the coin, of course. On the one hand, we are very happy that fish is very much in the menu and that is contributing so much to food security. On the other hand, we have to make sure that resources remain sustainable. Now, when it comes to wild capture fisheries, the less positive news is that despite progress in some regions, the overall state of the marine resources is not improving. About a third of all commercial fish stocks have been fished at biologically unsustainable levels. This is triple the figure that we had in 1974. And although that means that about 60% of those stocks are sustainably caught, the figure of unsustainable fisheries remains too high.
And what are the trends in fisheries trade globally?
Well, that's quite important because fish is not just important as a source of food, but also employment and trade. In fact, if I can mention employment first, it's about 12% of the world population depends on fish for livelihoods. So this is an important component. But trade as well is about, 57 million people engaged in fisheries as a primary activity, a third of them on aquaculture, and most of them in Asia, in fact. And the exports of fish products in 2014 has risen to $148 billion. Now, that's a considerable figure, particularly if you compare it to the figure in 1976, which was only $8 billion. So in just this number of years has actually multiplied several fold. Particularly important is that in 2014, about $80 billion of these exports come from developing countries. And so that provides not just food to these countries, but a higher net trade revenues. And it's larger as a figure than the net trade of meat, tobacco, rice and sugar combined. So it's a very important element of the economy of these countries.
So what's being done, either by industry or government or FAO, to try to improve the sustainability of the fish supply chain?
Well, a lot. First of all, the figures of global production, particularly when it comes to wild-caught fisheries, always go up and down at the level of stocks. Some stocks become more productive or less productive over time, and strong management is quite important to detect those changes and act accordingly. As I mentioned, 31% of all the commercial fish stocks are overfished. In fact, some regions, the figure is even worse. In the Mediterranean and Black Sea, for example, near 60% of the stocks are overfished. So that is a problem. So how do we work with countries to improve the sustainability of those resources is in multiple facets. We have many projects with individual countries developing their own fisheries policies, implementing global guidelines that we proposed. And in 2016, in particular, I'd like to note the entry into force of the Port State Measures Agreement, which is one of the mechanisms that we have to reduce illegal, unreported and unregulated fisheries. It's one of the newest mechanisms of the FAO portfolio. We have as well, in 2014, we produced the Small-Scale Fisheries Guidelines, which is now being endorsed by over 100 countries. And so we work as well with regional fisheries management organizations to improve their own capabilities. In fact, in coming decades, this issue is going to become more significant because we have to deal with not just the sustainability of resources per se, but the effects of climate change on ecosystems, on habitats. And we have to make sure that FAO is there not just protecting the resources and protecting their sustainability, but helping the communities that depend on those resources to sustain the changes.